Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Democrats plan to push Tuesday for the U.S. Senate to pass higher pandemic relief payments to most Americans, meeting President Donald Trump's demand for $2,000 COVID-19 relief checks that has already been approved by the House of Representatives. With Democrats in the minority in the Senate and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell giving no public indication of bringing the measure for a vote, prominent Democratic figures said they intended to take several possible paths toward forcing action. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer planned to use a procedural move that can be halted if any senators object. Republicans have largely resisted the additional spending. Meantime, the U.S. House of Representatives also voted Monday to override President Trump's veto of a $740 billion defense policy bill. If the Senate follows the House action, it would be the first veto override of Trump's presidency. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said he is reimposing a ban on alcohol sales and ordered the closure of all bars as a necessary step to control a resurgence of the coronavirus, including a strain of the virus. During a televised address Monday night, Ramaphosa also announced residents will remain under a nighttime curfew, meaning residents must remain in their homes from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m., but medical and security workers are excluded from the curfew. So far, South Africa has recorded more than 1 million coronavirus cases, according to Johns Hopkins University. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. authorities said passengers arriving from Britain must test negative for COVID-19 72 hours before departure. That new order became effective Monday. U.S. officials said nearly 1.3 million people went through U.S. airports on Sunday. Following the Christmas holiday, Sunday was the highest level of air travel in more than 9 months. The Philippines will ban travelers from 19 countries and territories until mid-January as a measure to keep up the new strain of the coronavirus. The Transport Ministry said Tuesday the regulation will be in effect through January the 15th, covering Filipinos and foreigners arriving from the flagged countries. The Philippine government previously imposed an extended flight ban from Britain until mid-January. A huge U.S. study of another possible COVID-19 vaccine is getting underway as states continue to roll out supplies of the first shots cleared for emergency use. Novavax is recruiting 30,000 volunteers to test its shot. Doses of one vaccines made by Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna are rationed, and more options are critical to providing enough shots for the country and the world. Johnson & Johnson hopes to know next month if its one-dose option works. Russia's Federal Penitentiary Service gave Alexei Navalny one day to report to its office or face imprisonment. The prison service demanded Navalny report to its office by Tuesday in line with the terms of a suspended 3.5-year sentence he received for a 2014 conviction. Navalny, a leading criminal critic, is recovering in Germany after he was poisoned by a nerve agent in August. Russian authorities have denied the Kremlin was involved in his poisoning. French soldiers, three of them, killed in a roadside bombing in Mali on Monday. The government said the soldiers' armored vehicle, an explosive device, blew that vehicle up during their mission fighting an Islamist extremist insurgency in Africa's Sahel region. The French defense minister said they were working as part of a 5,000-troop mission in the area where terrorist groups are attacking civilians and threatening the regional stability. For more news, we invite you to join us on our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.